One of the things that we're going to be talking about now has to do with the Muslim observance of Ramadan, which is currently underway around the world, including here in Minnesota. And to break down barriers between Muslims and non-Muslims, eight mosques and Muslim centers are welcoming non-Muslims for the traditional fast-breaking meals. The Minnesota Council of Churches is helping to organize this exchange as part of an interfaith program that has brought Muslims and Christians together for food and conversation now for more than 5 years. Gail Anderson is the Council's Director of Unity and Relationships. She joins me here in the studio this morning, along with Tamim Saidi from the Northwest Islamic Community Center. Well, welcome both of you to our program this morning. Let me start with the question about the big picture. What's the view of the relationship between non-Muslims and Muslims here in Minnesota? I mean, we hear about discrimination and this sort of thing. Can you give us a little idea or some insight in where we stand? Are we getting along?
We're getting along. I think Minnesota has a really good community of interfaith practitioners. When we've had incidents that we've heard about around the country, we haven't had those here. Mm-hmm. We're not home free. There's still a lot of suspicion. There are people that are against, a mosque or Islamic center going into a certain area. But for the most part, I think that we've got pretty good relationships here. And it's a tribute to a lot of people who are doing a lot of hard work, both in the Muslim community and the non-Muslim community, doing work to foster these kinds of relationships.
What is your assessment, Tamim?
I agree. I think it's been, personally for me, I have lived here for about 21 years. And I think over those years, I found it to be a very positive relationship between the Muslims and then Muslim communities. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of this, from reaching out, I think I have to give a lot of credit to Gail and for Minnesota Council of Churches for reaching out to the Muslim community and helping us find out how can we reach out and how can we connect to the Christian churches, with the Jewish synagogues, with people of other faiths, for us to welcome them in our house of worship. Mm-hmm. I just want to share something with you quickly. Is that, some of the polls, a number of polls shown this, that the first poll was, I think, about a month after September 11, 2001, and they asked the general public two questions. The first question was, are you familiar with Islam? And about 65-70% of the people, about two-thirds, said they are not familiar with Islam. The second question was, are you afraid of Islam? And about 65-70% said, yes, we're afraid of Islam, which is very clearly shows that when people don't know something, they're afraid of it. And I think that's very much true for Islam and Muslims also. If people don't know who Muslims are, what Islam is, they're going to be afraid of them. And sometimes I think that, and I really understand this because sometimes I think that if the only way I found out about Muslims and Islam was through some of the TV channels or some of the radio stations, and I'm sure there are a lot of wonderful also like your show, I only heard about Muslims, I would be scared of them too. Mm-hmm. Because, and a lot of times they show a bomb blowing up, then a Muslim woman with a scar for the call of the prayer. And this is really, classical conditioning. So it's one of our way for us to invite our neighbors in the community to come over to share a meal with us, mm-hmm. to get to know us as people. Because I think, the polls have also shown that if people have known a Muslim personally, their level of prejudice and fear was really at a minimum level.
Absolutely. I think that's true in any situation. Mm-hmm. When you get to know someone, that diminishes any, apprehension that one may have. But tell us a little bit about Ramadan and the breaking of the fast. The Ramadan doesn't come about at the same time every year, like say Christmas does for Christians. So it can be in the winter. It happens to be in the summer this year. That means you fast longer in the summer because the days are longer, right?
Right, right, correct. Ramadan is actually the ninth month of the Islamic calendar year.
Okay.
An Islamic calendar year, like the Hebrew calendar years, they are like lunar calendars.
Right.
And lunar, if you're ever in jeopardy or something, they can ask you.
The moon plays a big part.
Exactly. Right. So the lunar dates are about 10 days shorter than solar years. Mm-hmm. So Ramadan comes 10 days earlier each year.
Okay.
So first, when I came here to the United States in 1990, Ramadan was in December.
Mm-hmm.
So the days were much shorter. And by the way, for Muslims, when they are fasting during Ramadan, before the sunrise, about an hour before the sunrise or half an hour before the sunrise, they would stop eating and they would not eat or drink anything right. until the sun has set. And this includes water or any oral intake. So when the days were short like this in 1990, those were, you know, very easy days because days would be about 8-10 hours, it would be very easy. Now a little bit becoming a little bit more difficult.
Right.
So we fast from about 4:15, 4:20 until about 4:15 in the morning mm-hmm. until about 8:34, 8:40 in the evening.
Okay.
And the
almost
days are going to get about almost 9 o'clock. So it makes it a little bit more challenging, but it's not as bad as we thought it would be. So.
Right. Okay. Well, tell us about the invitation that you're extending to others to join you and share a meal to end the fast. How does one go about? Is this just a blanket invitation you're sending out, or how do people?
I'll take that.
Yeah,
we have
yeah.
People need to go to our website. It's the Minnesota Council of Churches website, MN Churches, like Minnesota Churches, mnchurches.org. And in the right-hand column on that homepage, there's a place that it says register for open house at a mosque during Ramadan. And then that takes you to a page with a lot of information and then a click to a Google Docs where you put everything in. And it's free. And we're inviting anybody who wants to come, and you can come to more than one if you want to, if you want to experience, because the places are very different. Some are large, some are small, some are, you know, more like a community center, some are more like a mosque, you know, more like mm-hmm. a church kind of mm-hmm. place. but we just need to know how much food to buy, because the whole point of this is once the fast is broken, there's a feast, and
yes.
it's a lot of great food. So, you know, please let us know if you're coming, and we can make sure that we've got enough food for you.
Okay, now, are you inviting people to participate in a ceremony as such, or to observe the ceremony?
Mm-hmm,
or?
Yeah, people will arrive before sunset. There'll be a short presentation about Ramadan, what it's mm-hmm. about, and what this place is about, and about our Taking Heart program, which we've been doing. This is for more than 5 years. And then once it's sunset, the fast is typically broken with, excuse me, with some dates and some water, and then there's prayer. Mm-hmm. And so the people are invited to come in and observe prayer, and they don't need to be uncomfortable. They're invited, and they just can stand and see what prayer is all about. And then after the prayer is done, then there's the meal.
Okay. Now, do you suggest that non-Muslim guests participate in the fast during the day to better understand the significance of the ending of the fast with the feast?
I don't.
Okay.
I just get fat during Ramadan because I go to a lot of iftars
okay.
and eat.
No, not necessarily. I think it would be something difficult for them. So if they want to, they are welcome to do that. Mm-hmm. I think it would be a good experience for them to fast if they want to, but it's not a requirement.
But it's not a requirement.
They are welcome to come even if they're not fasting.
Well, tell us a little bit about the food. You mentioned starting out, ending the fast with some dates. What kind of food is involved?
Well, it depends actually which mosque and who is hosting it, because
okay.
as you can imagine, Muslims are coming from all different parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
We have Muslims coming from Indo-Pakistani backgrounds. We have Muslims from Arab backgrounds. We have Muslims from Malaysia, Indonesia, and we have Muslims from Minnesota, African American mm-hmm. churches and other African American mosques and other places. So it depends on who is hosting and which kind of food they're going to order.
Okay.
They try to usually make it to be more ethnic food so they can visitors would experience something which is more ethnic that they would normally have. So it depends on which kind of food
sure.
that they're fasting. Mm-hmm. But the good thing about what Gail is organizing is that we have different mosques in different parts of the town.
Mm-hmm.
So people can go to whatever is closest to them and whatever date is convenient for them. It's not just one mosque, it's multiple mosques who have opened their doors this time.
Well, as Gail knows full well, in Minnesota, where food is involved, Minnesotans always ask if they can bring something something to the event, a hot dish or bars
right.
or lime jello. You're not expecting that. That's nothing that needs to be considered, right?
Yeah, this is part of our Taking Heart program, and we actually do have we're going to help pay for the food, so people
mm-hmm.
don't have to feel like these centers are paying. Although, you know, some of them say no, we're hosting this, and We don't need that. When we do our regular Taking Heart, you know, that we do all during the year, and we rotate from mosques to churches and other kinds of centers, often people do, we have a combination of bringing in some sort of ethnic entrees, and then people do bring food. But this, they don't need to. So I think some of our regulars may show up with some jello,
like
but we're not expecting anybody to bring food. It's an invitation to come from the mosque to enjoy food with them.
Right. Now, you know, when people get involved in a different environment, there's oftentimes a bit of a fear of doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a concern that people should have?
I don't think they should be concerned about that, because I think as Muslims we know that a lot of people are not familiar with Islam,
right,
with the cultures,
mm-hmm,
with practices. So no, not really. Just a couple of things I'm sure Gail would tell people is that when they come to a mosque, usually before we enter the area of worship, we take our shoes off.
Right,
so
correct.
We usually do not walk because people prostrate and they bow down on the floor, so try to keep the floors clean.
Take your shoes off.
So that's probably the biggest thing. Other than that, just to keep in mind is that some of the practicing Muslims may not want to shake hands with people of opposite gender.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a religious and a cultural practice for the Muslims. So if they encounter this, not to take it personally. Mm-hmm. It's not against them. It's just a Muslim's cultural practice and Muslim's religious practice. Anything else?
The people who register online will get a confirmation with a sheet about what to expect. And I think to be respectful, to be dressed modestly when you cover shoulders and that sort of thing. And for women who are going to go into the prayer space to bring a scarf, but I will have a box of them there for people who don't have them, so that's fine. And, you know, when you're going into something that's unfamiliar, there is a level of anxiousness about it. And so that's just part of it.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
That's just part of it.
A little apprehensive.
But we want to make really sure that people know they're very welcome to come and that they may do something wrong, but it's not going to offend because this is the point is to come in and
get to know each other.
Get them in and get to know each other, right. And so, you know, that is, I think, a huge thing, especially in Minnesota, that's keeping people away, like, oh, I don't know.
Right.
But really, the doors are open, and please come and visit and see what it's like. And
now, has this type of outreach, has this been done anywhere else, or is it unique to us here?
I think it's unique to us.
I think the series, you know, doing a lot of them like this, I think it's been done a couple other places. We have a huge base because we've been doing Taking Heart for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a lot of relationships and we know how to do it and we've done it for a long time. But it's very, very common for mosques to invite people in during Ramadan. It's part of the hospitality.
Okay,
so we're doing these 8 as part of this series, but there are probably others out there that are having open houses that are inviting communities that they know in. That's a real common thing.
Is there a comparable exchange for Muslims who might want to learn more or get a better understanding of other religions such as Christianity?
Yeah, when we do Taking Heart throughout the year, we do it geographically, so we find an Islamic center and a few churches that are around there, and we rotate. So some of the meetings are at churches and some of them are at mosques. And we talk about a lot of different topics. We try not to make it too theological. It's more about relationship building. So we'll talk about holiday traditions or something like that. It'll be about Christmas and Ramadan, but it's not about, you know, the theology of it. We do invite Muslims to come to the churches as part of that.
Tell us again, people are interested, want more information, want to register, want to attend. How do they do that?
Go on our website at mnchurches.org. In the right-hand column, you'll see a box with a picture that says come to an open house or in Ramadan, and just follow the links there and register.
Very good. Appreciate you both coming on this morning to talk about this terrific program of outreach. Non-Muslims invited to be part of the end-of-day meals at several mosques and Islamic centers here in Minnesota during the observance of Ramadan this month. And thanks to our guests, Gail Anderson of the Minnesota Council of Churches and Tamim Saidi from the Northwest Islamic Community Center. Appreciate your taking time to be with us this morning. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.